Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lee Brekeen, your host. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Today's topics are going to be pretty fun. We're going to talk about college coaches that can make it in the NFL that didn't make it in the NFL. College coaches' success in the NFL is going to be one of our topics today. The other topic is going to be recapping all these NFL games with all these LSU football players. You know, there's a lot of NFL games. We're getting down to the crunch time. Now we're going to the championship, AFC, NFC championship games this coming week. Unfortunately, the Saints lost. We'll talk about that with Drew Brees. Might be his last game as a New Orleans Saints player. Let's go ahead and get started and talk about college coaches and their success in the NFL. If you go really back to the memory bank for our listeners, go old school, there were some really, really big-time success stories for NFL coaches from college. Bill Walsh comes to mind from Stanford University. You know, the late Bill Walsh, who won Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers, the architect of offense. People forget that he started it at Stanford in college. He was an okay coach in Stanford. You know, in the Pac, back then it was the Pac-10, or now it's the Pac-12. But Bill Walsh was one of the greatest coaches of all time. But again, his transition from Stanford University to the NFL as an unknown, he ended up being one of the greatest NFL coaches ever. You know, coaching Joe Montana, Steve Young, Solomon, Fred Dean, the late Fred Dean from Ruston, Louisiana, Roger Craig, Tom Raffman, Jerry Rice, Dwight Clark, you know, with the catch against the Cowboys. So many great players that they, you know, Ronnie Lott, that they drafted that turned out to be Hall of Famers, that there were actually no names, a lot of these. But even Joe Montana was a late draft pick. He wasn't really a big name coming out of Notre Dame. People forget that. Bill Walsh hasn't had an eye for talent, kind of like Nick Saban did in college. And speaking of Nick Saban, he bombed with the Miami Dolphins. But look what he's done in college with all his national championships. But he couldn't make it for the Miami Dolphins. For every success story you hear of a college coach, there's someone that has bombed in the NFL. It's not for everybody. You know, Jimmy Johnson had a lot of success coming over from the Miami Hurricanes to the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Dallas was horrible when he took over that franchise for Jerry Jones. You know, Jimmy left the Miami Hurricanes. A lot of people were saddened because if he would have stayed at Miami, no telling how many national championships he would have won. He would have been up there with Nick Saban. I mean, Jimmy Johnson was the Nick Saban of college football when he was at Miami. His recruiting, development, game day coaching was off the charts. But Jimmy Johnson won a few Super Bowls with Dallas. He was a great college coach that made it. And then you look at Miami Hurricanes, the first coach that was successful, Howard Snellenberger. He left Miami to go to the USFL, and he bombed. I mean, I still to this day probably wish that Howard Snellenberger would have stayed at Miami. Like Jimmy Johnson, he was on top of the world at Miami. He was doing great things, and he took that USFL job, and he just could not make it go. I mean, he was not a pro coach. You look at Barry Switzer, who was at Oklahoma. He had a short stint in the NFL with the Cowboys and did pretty good. But then you look at Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly probably would have been better off at staying at Oregon and probably winning some championships if he would have stayed, I think. You know, when LSU played Oregon in Dallas, several years ago when Les Miles was the coach at LSU, Oregon was pretty good. I mean, Oregon was probably the best they had ever been defensively. You know, offensively, they were phenomenal. I mean, LSU could have lost that game. It was a close game, but they pulled it out in Jerry Jones' stadium there in Dallas. But it, Chip Kelly's career has never been the same. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more college coaches who did not do very well in the NFL and those that did. I'm mentioning both sides of the fence here. Going back in the memory bank from the beginning, going back to the 80s to now. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. I hope you're enjoying the show. Our topic today, well, we got two topics. Later in the show, we're going to cover the NFL teams in the playoffs with all the LSU football players. There was a lot of LSU football players. Somebody had to win and somebody had to lose. We'll talk about Drew Brees and the Saints. But right now, let's continue on with the topic on college coaches being successful in the NFL. I mentioned Bill Walsh, who left Stanford, was great for San Francisco. We talked about Barry Switzer, Oklahoma, Dallas, Cowboys. Howard Snellenberger left Miami to go to the USFL. And Jimmy Johnson, who's at Miami and won several Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys, and Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin, Darryl Johnston, all those great players they had in Dallas. We talked about Nick Saban bombing in Miami. What about Steve Spurrier? Steve Spurrier leaves Florida, and he takes the job for the Washington Redskins and bombs. I mean, who would have ever thought that Spurrier would not make it in the NFL as a coach? I mean, he played the NFL. He won the Heisman Trophy. He was a phenomenal coach for the Florida Gators. I mean, he had, you know, several great quarterbacks in college football. He had Shane Matthews, where he won some titles. You know, the Mississippi native from Pascagoula, Shane Matthews. He had Danny Werfel, Ike Hilliard. You know, a lot of great players that he was able to win championships for the Florida Gators. But, man, he bombed in Washington. The Redskins have not been that's been a tough franchise since Joe Gibbs coached the first time there. And then you look at Jim Mora. Jim Mora was phenomenal in college, and then he went to the Atlanta Falcons. And, man, that was short-lived, wasn't it? Jim Mora then tried to come back to college and coach at UCLA and bomb there. I mean, he didn't really do a good job there. Doug Marrone did a decent job, I thought. I mean, he left Syracuse University to become the head coach for the Buffalo Bills. I thought he got them set up to where they are now. He was just fired from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had some success for Jacksonville, took them to the playoffs. And then we come to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is now the new coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mr. Burnout, the guy that always says he's burnt out and has to take time away from coaching. He always ends up finding his way back into coaching, even though he always says he's tired of coaching. Who will ever forget that statement when he was at the Florida Gators that he needed time off? We all know the job is tough. We all know college coaching is 90 hours a week. Sometimes it's 100 hours a week. But here's a guy that left Florida, came back and went to Ohio State, was successful at both colleges. Got burnt out again, had to step away from Ohio State, became a broadcaster. Thought he did a pretty good job. But can Urban Meyer be a pro coach? Will he be the next Steve Spurrier that we talked about? Will he be the next Chip Kelly? Or Nick Saban? Or Jim Mora? I don't think Urban Meyer will be a great pro coach. I really don't. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, this looks like a marketing hire to me because he was, you know, at the Florida Gators. He's a Florida guy. You know, Jacksonville's in Jacksonville, Florida. Everybody loves Urban Meyer. They all, and you could sell a bunch of tickets for next year. I just don't think he'll be a good pro coach. I really don't. And I think Jacksonville's not a Dallas job. You know, when Jimmy Johnson took the Cowboys over, you know, Bill Walsh, San Francisco, this is not a great job right now for Jacksonville. And I guess unless they want Urban Meyer not to win many games the first 2 years, it's a rebuild job. I mean, you got DJ Chark there from LSU. You know, they traded away Leonard Fournette. I mean, you got Robinson there from Alabama and Monroe, Louisiana, an offensive lineman. They traded away most of their top players. So Jacksonville's a rebuild job. You know, Chasson is there from LSU as a DN. He's rotating at DN. They don't have a quarterback in place. They don't have a run game. So it's gonna. I think it's gonna be a struggle for Urban Meyer. I can't believe he's taking this job. Actually, I mean, he could have went back to college. He had several job offers for college. He could have took the Texas job. He could have took the Auburn job, but he decides to go pro. I guess he needs some rest, huh? Like you said, he was a little burnt out in college. Well, at least he didn't have to recruit, right? But I just don't think Urban Meyer is a pro guy. I really don't. So basically, for this topic, the most success of guys leaving college for the pros, I think, has to be Jimmy Johnson and Bill Walsh. Seven Super Bowls, right? Seven Super Bowls between these guys. I think they did a pretty good job, but it's not that many guys that make it in the NFL from college. And actually, there aren't that many pro guys that make it in college. That's for another day, another subject, another day. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these pro games and how many LSU football players were involved. You know, some are losing and moving on to winning. Some are moving on, I mean, that won, and some are going to have to be on the couch watching games like all of us. We're going to talk about the teams and the games over the weekend and talk about some of the LSU players and how they did a great job, actually, in a lot of these wins. A lot of LSU football players really stepped up. They were really hogging all the NFL time on TV. You heard LSU every 2 minutes. And I'm also going to give my preseason top 12 or top 13 schools for college football for this coming season. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I hope you enjoyed the first topic of college coaches, their success in the NFL. This topic, this segment's going to talk about all the NFL games. We're going to talk about these LSU football players. And I want to start with the Browns and the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs and the Browns. It was played at Kansas City. It was unfortunate to see Mahomes go out with what looked like a concussion. Hope he's going to be okay. But, you know, as much as Mahomes runs around, you can tell, man, he's risking injuries. I mean, he runs around so much. And that's something he might want to stop doing in the future because his career could be cut short. You can't run around like that and not get hit or blindsided at times. And that's what happened to him the other day. One of those guys came across he didn't see and planted him down, and his head hit the ground and hit the back of his head. I'm glad he's okay, but, I mean, he, you know, you don't want a guy to get a ton of concussions. Ask Troy Aikman. That ended his career very earlier than maybe that he wanted it to. Troy Aikman could have played till he was 40, but he retired young in his early 30s because of multiple concussions. But the Browns, man, they're back. It's good to see Cleveland win a playoff game. I hated to see it over my Steelers. But then they played a great game against the Chiefs. And they were only 2 minutes more on the clock away from maybe pulling this out, maybe another possession. You know, if the Chiefs didn't go for it on 4th-and-1, I didn't think they were going to go for it with Chad Henne at quarterback, the old Michigan quarterback. He hadn't played in 6 years. But how about the game that Darrell Williams had from LSU, the running back? That is the best I've seen Darrell Williams run the football for Kansas City. He made some money that night. Even if Kansas City doesn't bring Darrell Williams back next year, he's going to be picked up by a team and make a bunch of money. And he'll be a free agent, and I'll tell you what, Darrell Williams looked like a starter in the NFL. I don't know about my listeners, but man, he looked great. The former John Aaron High School football player, LSU football running back, he looked great. He looked like the old high school running back that I remember. He was a great high school running back for John Aaron High School. But, man, the Chiefs, we were all watching that game, and I think we all thought that the Browns were going to come back and win it with no Mahomes. You know, you just Chad Henne's coming in the game. The Browns are going to come back. I don't think Baker Mayfield's quite ready to win championships. He's a lot better, but I don't think he's quite ready. He doesn't step up like the great ones do. I'm going to just put that out there. He's off a lot. He makes great throws, but he has a lot of bad throws and key drives. And then Jarvis Landry. Man, Jarvis is such a competitor. I would love to see Jarvis kind of get away on some of those routes underneath. He just, you know, the Chiefs are so good in coverage. Speaking of the Chiefs, Tyrann Mathieu had an interception. He might be MVP of the NFL on defense if they keep winning. I mean, this is probably his best season. I mean, that was, if they counted in stats, I think that was a 6th interception on the season, which is the most he's ever had in an NFL season. And look at Jajarius Sneed from Louisiana Tech in Mendon, Louisiana. Man, he had a sack blitzing. He's one of the rookies, top rookies in the NFL right now. Jajarius Sneed, all the way from Mendon, Louisiana. I was talking about him way back. You know, I was promoting for Coach Hurd at Mendon High School that he was a phenomenal player that LSU should have offered. They did not offer him a scholarship. I've got to keep putting it out there because he was a great player that wasn't ranked. But I saw him play several times at Mendon. He was phenomenal in high school. So the Chiefs have moved on. They're going to play the Bills at home. And let's talk about the Bills and the Ravens. Somebody had to win. Somebody had to lose. Buffalo. Man, they've done a great job. You know, I'm pulling for Buffalo to win it all now since all my favorite teams didn't make it. The Steelers didn't make it. The Saints are not going to be there. We'll get to them in a minute. But Buffalo, 0-4 in Super Bowls under Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith, you know, all those great players they had. I'm pulling for them to make the Super Bowl and win it all. I mean, you know, if anybody, since the Saints aren't in it, my favorite team, and, you know, Steelers is my favorite team deep down, wouldn't we all like to see the Bills win a Super Bowl? They've never won one. They were 0-4. Just for Jim Kelly and that whole team, that whole franchise, I would love to see Buffalo win one. I really would. But can they beat Kansas City? And look, will Mahomes play quarterback this coming Sunday? Will he be? Because concussion, if it was a concussion, protocol is you got to sit out about 10 days. And my math is, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but my math is in 10 days, he's not going to be able to play Sunday. So could Chad Henne get the Chiefs in the Super Bowl against whoever they would play? I mean, can Chad Henne win this game if Mahomes doesn't play? I don't think so. If Mahomes doesn't play, I think Buffalo smokes them. I think it's going to be like by two touchdowns or more if Mahomes does not play. Does Clyde Edwards come back finally? I think he could come back, but heck, Darrell Williams has looked great, and Bell has looked great, the former Steeler and Jet. But actually, Darrell Williams looked better than Bell. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills game against the Ravens. You know, speaking of LSU players, Patrick Queen had a phenomenal season at linebacker. The Livonia native, went to Livonia High School, watched him in Livonia. He played running back mostly in high school. Dave Aranda taught him how to play linebacker at LSU. The rest is history, made all SEC. First-round draft pick, first player from Livonia drafted. Patrick Queen's up for honors. I'm sure he's going to make the all-NFL rookie team, first team when this is said and done. But the Ravens lost their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, to a concussion. And that killed every ability for them to come back to beat the Bills. When he went down, it was over. He wasn't really having a good game. I mean, he was struggling in that cold weather. Man, that's a different cold in Buffalo. So you got Buffalo and Kansas City playing in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl. Speaking of LSU players, Buffalo Tre'Davious White had a great game at corner. And Reed Ferguson is a great long snapper in the league from LSU. From Atlanta, Georgia originally. So you got two LSU Tigers for the Bills, and you've got two LSU Tigers for the Chiefs. So somebody from LSU is going to the Super Bowl in the AFC. At least two players from the AFC from LSU will play in a Super Bowl. And I'm hoping it's Buffalo. I hope Tre'Davious White goes to his first Super Bowl and Reed Ferguson. When we come back, let's talk about the Buccaneers and the Saints, the Rams and the Packers. Talk about other LSU football players and talk about the Saints and Drew Brees. We'll be right back. So, hey guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen. We've covered the college football coaches that have done well in the NFL. That was our first topic. This topic is about the NFL games, talking about LSU football players. And also the Jarius Sneed, we mentioned him earlier from Louisiana Tech, a DB with the Chiefs, who plays a little corner, a little strong safety. He's going to have a long NFL career, LeJarius Sneed from Minden High School. Before we get into the rest of our NFL talk, before we get into the Saints, I want to give a plug out to our sponsor, John Harvey Toyota, Bossier City and Shreveport. Looking for a used car, Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Tell them Lee sent you. Great people. If you're looking for a used car or a brand new vehicle, check those. They're great people. Tommy Harvey and them do a great job, the owner in Bossier City and Shreveport. Continuing on with the NFL, let's talk about, I'm leaving the Saints for last. Let's go ahead and talk about the Rams and the Packers. You know, here's what I'm going to say about this game. And it'll get to where we'll go with what Tampa Bay would play. You know, everybody's thinking it's going to be Green Bay, Tampa Bay. You know, that's the obvious. Aaron Rodgers has had a great year. He might be MVP. But here's the deal. The Rams had a quarterback who was hurt. I mean, the quarterback for the Rams was playing with broken fingers. And it hurt the Rams. I mean, the Rams were beat up. I mean, their Hall of Fame D-tackle was hurt. Their quarterback had broke fingers. And it was kind of competitive for a while against Green Bay. But let's face it, the Rams were very beat up. If the Rams would have been a healthy team, I think they could have beat the Packers. Packers didn't look very good. And look, the Packers got a few injuries from this game, too. So Green Bay is going to host Tampa Bay. Man, Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady. What a classic. Wow. Tom Brady, if anybody can go and play in the snow or 10-degree weather in Green Bay and win, it'll be Tom Brady. I'm picking Tampa Bay to beat Green Bay. I really am. I think Tampa Bay is starting to become a phenomenal team. Their defense led by Devin White. Speaking of LSU, Devin White he dominated that game against the Saints. If you're a Saints fan, an LSU fan, you had to be very conflicted on what you were happy about because obviously you were unhappy. The Saints, we'll get to the Saints later, but Devin White was phenomenal against the Saints. In coverage, he was phenomenal. Against the run, he was incredible. Kamara was not able to get away from him on a lot of those run plays, and even in coverage. I can't believe Devin White didn't make All-Pro or the Pro Bowl. That is horrible. I mean, he had 7 or 8 sacks on the season, over 130 tackles. He had an interception to basically seal the game yesterday against the Saints. Former North Webster High School running back turned linebacker at LSU. But I think Tampa Bay can beat Green Bay. I really do. Fournette is really healthy now. He's looking great. Speaking of LSU, man, I'm happy for Leonard because Leonard, man, it was looking shaky there for a while. You know, Jacksonville let him go and, you know, he bounced around a little bit and another team let him go and then he ends up in Tampa Bay and it's like this is his last chance. He didn't really look good the first part of the season, but he was hurt. He was trying to get over some injuries. And, man, when Leonard is healthy and he knows the offense, it took him a while to learn the offense and now he's with Brady and Gronk. Man. And Brown, Antonio Brown, they've got a lot of weapons on offense. They got 2 great tight ends. They got 3 or 4. Godwin is a phenomenal receiver, too. Their offensive line is really showing up, and their defense, man. Nakum Sue has done a great job at D-tackle, and they've really got some good DBs. Their DBs really showed up against the Saints. So I'm taking Tampa Bay to go to the Super Bowl. And I'll go ahead and make my other pick on the other side. I'm picking Buffalo and Tampa Bay to play for it all. Buffalo and Tampa Bay, what a matchup, huh? That's a different one. It's good for football, I think. But let's get back to the Saints. Let's talk about Drew Brees. First of all, if this was Drew's last game as a New Orleans Saints quarterback, I want to say from me personally, thank you, Drew Brees, for bringing so much fun and enjoyable games to just me. I mean, what you did for New Orleans with winning a Super Bowl, taking the franchise to a level that just has been nothing but consistency and stable for over, I don't know, what is it, 12, 13 years? I mean, it's been a long time. Let's remember Drew when he was in his prime and all the great things he did. I mean, yeah, they came up short against Minnesota to go to the Super Bowl. And yeah, they had a bad call against them, against the Rams, and they should have went to the Super Bowl. And then, yeah, they were in a NFC Championship game against Chicago and Soldier Field and lost to go to the Super Bowl. They were so close to going to 3 more Super Bowls. But let's face it, Drew is not the old Drew. It's time to probably retire. And the Saints team were beat. They got beat. I do think Jared Cook probably won't be a New Orleans Saints player next year. That was really a tough time to fumble the ball when you're up 7. With about 10 minutes to go, and you're driving to go up 2 touchdowns, and all of a sudden it's a swing of being down 10. And then Devin White gets the interception from LSU to end the game. And Fournette had 106 yards all-purpose. So LSU players really dominated this game to beat the Saints, and Brady had a decent game. He wasn't great. But Breeze didn't have a good game, and the receivers didn't have good games. They weren't helping him. I mean, Michael Thomas didn't even have a catch. I mean, do we remember him playing in a game, not having a catch? And Kamara did not have a great game running the ball. If you can't run the ball, you're going to struggle at quarterback. I don't care if you're 25 or 45. But again, I wanted to just say thank you, Drew, for the enjoyment that I've had watching you as a football player for the New Orleans Saints, you know, coming from San Diego Chargers. And what, I mean, the Saints were horrible prior to Drew Brees and Sean Payton. They were horrible. I mean, Jim Haslett as coach and Mike Ditka, I mean, those were some horrible, I mean, I think a lot of people blank out. They don't remember those days. I do. And then you go back to Archie Manning days. Poor Archie just didn't have any talent around him, or they just kept getting rid of Wes Chandler and Chuck Muncy and all the great players around him. And the Saints had a bunch. I mean, that's when people used to wear bags on their head back in the 70s and 80s. Actually, the bags came around a little bit under Jim Moore again at the end. But no one has seen the success the Saints have had under Peyton and Drew Brees. I mean, you know, like I said, Jim Moore did a great job. He had some short-term success with the linebacking core, you know, with Swilling and Vaughn Johnson, the late Sam Mills, Ricky Jackson, you know, Bobby Hebert. You know, they had their moments, but at this level, the last decade or so, I think we should just, you know, thank Drew for what he did for this organization. I mean, it was incredible. The NFL's had a lot of teams that have been horrible. Horrible, where they have one winning season, five losing seasons, or two winning seasons, and eight losing seasons. I mean, the Saints have averaged 11 wins the last 3 years, which is unheard of in the NFL, unless you're the Patriots, right, or the Steelers, or maybe the new kids on the block, the Chiefs. So what a great job. If this was his last game, you know, I really enjoyed watching Drew play. I really did. I mean, all the touchdown passes, I mean, the great games, the comeback wins he had. You know, just thought he did a great job for New Orleans and the organization. You know, a lot of people are upset they lost yesterday, and they're talking about how old he is and how he needs some, you know, but let's look at what he's done and what he's done over his career. You know, he started with Colston. Remember Colston, the receiver from Hofstra, who, and now it's Michael Thomas, and he's had several receivers in New Orleans that have retired off. He outlasted everybody in New Orleans on offense. But there's a lot of good stuff coming up for the Saints if they can get a quarterback. I mean, Kamara is still a young running back. Taysom is a young quarterback at 30, 31. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that. And then you got Winston, who's there at quarterback. He had a great throw, I thought, for a touchdown against Tampa Bay yesterday. The Saints' defense has got a lot of great talent. It's one of the best defenses in the NFL. I mean, it would have been a worse score because the Saints had three turnovers. If you take away those three turnovers, if Jared Cook doesn't drop the fumble and if he doesn't tip the ball in the air that went to Devin White, I mean, basically Cook was involved in two of those turnovers. I doubt Cook's back next year. But, you know, what a run for the Saints. And will Peyton be there long term? Will he come back? I mean, there's a lot of ifs. I mean, what's going to happen in New Orleans? But the talent is there. I mean, Michael Thomas is still a young receiver. You know, you got players like Thomas and Kamara, and the offensive line, Ramchak, is very young and very good. And, you know, their center is very young out of Texas A&M. I mean, they've got a lot of young talent, a lot of young talent. They just got to get, you know, if Drew comes back, they could actually be another 11-win team. But let's face it, if the Saints would have won this game, do we really think they would have went to Green Bay and beat Aaron Rodgers in the snow? No, I don't.
I don't think they would have done that. Tampa Bay is more built for this, and I think Tampa Bay is going to have a chance to beat Green Bay with Brady and all that experience they have and that firepower they have on offense. And the Saints, let's face it, they didn't look good the last month or so. They had a lot of injuries. I can't even believe Drew played the last part of this year after puncturing his lung and breaking all those ribs. I mean, my goodness. I think Steve Smith said it well yesterday on NFL Network. It was like two car wrecks for him. I mean, that was a – for him to even play the rest of the season, man, at his age. But he wasn't really 100%. Kamara didn't look 100%. Neither did Thomas. They just didn't look the same, you know. Sometimes these guys play and they're not 100%. They don't say anything. You don't want the other team to know. But that was not a Saints team that was 100%. They were beat up. And then Quan Alexander not playing yesterday really hurt too, I think. Man, losing him to a knee injury really hurt. I mean, Davis is a great linebacker, but having Quan with him, I mean, that hurt. That hurt really bad, this defense. The defense started going backwards when Quan Alexander got hurt. I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. Hope everybody has a great Monday. And I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. I'm looking forward for these championship games. But again, I'm taking the Buccaneers over Green Bay. And I'm taking Buffalo over Kansas City because I don't think Mahomes will probably play. You know, most concussion, if it is a concussion, it takes – these guys got to sit for 10 days. Let's do the math. It's not going to be 10 days come Sunday. Sunday to Sunday, 7, right? 7 or 8, something like that. So, I mean, but you got to stay. I don't think he'll play. Somebody had to win and somebody had to lose in these playoff games. A lot of LSU Tigers, man. I mean, Fournette. Leonard Fournette has a chance to go to his first Super Bowl. Kevin Minner has a chance to go to his first Super Bowl. And Devin White has a chance to go to his first Super Bowl. LSU could have 5 players in the Super Bowl if my prediction's right. Tre'Davious White, Reed Ferguson. It'd be 5 LSU football players in the Super Bowl. It's pretty good for LSU promoting their brand and their players. A lot of these guys have never been. I'm picking it because that's what I'm hoping for. Since all my favorite teams are out of it already. Make sure to go to our website to get a magazine if you haven't purchased one already. From this past year, we're working on our 25th issue for this summer. Louisiana Football Magazine. Go to lafootballmagazine.com. We've got articles up on recruits. Jace has put up some articles. Jace Lejeune, our editor, has put up some articles on different teams and coaches. And later in the week, we're going to have my Bayou 25, which is the top 25 players in the state, based on talent. Based on talent, not all state teams, not all district teams, based on me seeing them play, trust me, over and over and over these last 3 or 4 years. Some players, 5 years. Some of these guys are eighth graders playing on their high school team. But I'm going to release the Bayou 25 on our website, and we'll go over it on our podcast next week. But later this week, we'll put it up on the website probably by this Friday. Again, hope everybody has a great Monday. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.